This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Last week, Governor Abbott announced that the Texas Department of Public Safety, the agency that issues your driver's license and patrols the state highways, is going to make battling white supremacy a higher priority following the mass shooting in El Paso on August 3rd. But how equipped are state police agencies when it comes to battling extremists, or as many are calling them now, domestic terrorists? Mass shootings and those associated with white males who adhere to specific ideologies are becoming more common. Should state police agencies be doing domestic terrorist intelligence work? Or is that not a role typically reserved for the feds? And does that matter? Jeff Gruenwald is an associate professor in the University of Arkansas Sociology and Criminology Department. He's director of the Terrorism Research Center there. Professor Gruenwald, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
First, let me ask you about the shift from describing many of these mass shooters. You used to call them lone wolves. Now it seems, certainly in the aftermath of El Paso, a phrase we are hearing a lot more is domestic terrorists. What do you make of these labels?
Labels do matter. I think we have evolved over time, especially since 9/11. We hesitated to call certain types of criminals, mass shooters, terrorists. For terrorism researchers, we've been a little more comfortable calling individuals like the El Paso shooter, labeling them as domestic terrorists.
The DPS is obviously not the FBI. Do you see the DPS taking on an investigative role that the FBI has usually had the oversight of, at least until now?
I don't see them taking on a new role. I don't see them usurping any of the FBI duties. I see it as a continuation of the cooperation between the FBI and state and local law enforcement. The FBI, their primary mission after 9/11 became preventing the next terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. But we know that they can't do it alone. It takes close partnerships to try to connect these dots and share information.
You talk about the cooperation that existed after 9/11. And there was a big conversation here in the United States over whether or not some of these groups were going after Muslims more broadly than they should have been. I think there are a lot of people perhaps wondering right now, if we are in the business of looking into domestic terrorism and we are largely talking about white males, should we expect to see the same sort of aggressive pursuit that we saw after 9/11, and what might that mean?
I'm not even sure how that would look to target white males.
But is that not really what we're talking about after El Paso? Is that not really what we're talking about here? When you hear, like, see the Texas governor talking about a need to combat racism, isn't that component an important one to be focusing on?
I think of it as separate. I think that we've got to be careful, you know, to make sure that we're talking about racism that is connected to criminal activity. Hmm. I imagine the governor is really talking about is when that turns into some type of operational threat, when there are actual behavioral indicators, you know, preparatory planning activities from these types of individuals. How can we identify them? How can we share information about them across agencies? Trying to focus on those who have these ideologies, who have radicalized towards violent behavior.
How do you know, though? I mean, if you are trying to combat domestic terrorists, how do you know that this isn't just an exercise in speech versus the radicalization that could threaten an entire town?
I think it takes the types of investigative techniques that they use in more traditional routine types of investigations. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. You know, during investigation, you still have to protect the rights of those who are being investigated.
As an expert in terrorism, what have you seen change when it comes to domestic terrorism, or do you see that landscape evolving?
So we have seen more people who are not affiliated with formal terrorist and extremist organizations who are becoming radicalized, more so online. We're seeing some evidence that, you know, they may be kind of learning from the successes of others. We see extremists who are, you know, in their manifestos citing school shooters and vice versa.
Jeff Gruenwald is an associate professor in the University of Arkansas Sociology and Criminology Department, and he is director of the Terrorism Research Center there. Professor, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.